Welcome back in. Final hour of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. The Nashville Predators have punched their ticket to the playoffs for the seventh consecutive season. And to help us talk more about that, we welcome in our good friend Darren McFarland, host of Darren Donick and Chase, also handles the Predators pre- and post-game duties for the Nashville Predators radio network. Darren, what's going on, brother? How we doing?
Robbie, good morning. I feel like I should not be on here this morning. You should be having Pete Weber on. And so you two could just talk about stories that your partner have said on the air and how you reacted to those certain things that were said on the air. That would be a fun segment.
It would be a very fun segment, some of which we probably couldn't do on these airwaves.
Well,
but
maybe
it
there's
would
that
be,
too.
I tell you what, I would certainly enjoy it.
I've got some clips from Pete, the one from a few years ago out west.
Yeah.
I mean, my wife and I like cried listening to that.
We had one
Can
of
we
those,
play that on here?
Probably not. We had one of those about an hour ago too. Here too. So been a good start to the morning here on Robbie and Rex Road.
Sounds like a shirt was made last hour.
I believe the shirt probably was made last hour for sure.
I'd buy one.
Hopefully we'll have one ready for the game tonight.
Hopefully Robbie's face is not on this one.
I hope not. Really hope not. So, Darren, with
just a headshot. You just want a headshot, Joe?
Yeah, with that in mind, now that Porth has successfully lost his mind again in the control room, what did you think of the game on Saturday night for the Predators against Carolina? They punched their ticket against the Hurricanes. They'll be in the playoffs. What did you think of that effort? What stood out to you about the way the Predators came out and played that game against Carolina?
This is on me if we don't get through this segment. I'm going to take full responsibility for this. Well, I mean, it was obviously, you know, coming off the game Wednesday night, considering what was at stake, Dallas taking care of business Friday night against Tampa. And, you know, their final two games against Chicago, you're thinking, you know, Dallas could quite possibly win out if there's something to play for. They needed to win. They needed the win. And I thought it was a good statement. It's pretty interesting. I asked Hal Gill after the game, in post game, like, how would you handle Monday night? Because I know you guys were talking about that to kind of finish up last hour. Like, how do you handle, like, tonight when there's nothing at stake, right? This is the week 17 of the NFL season, or at least previous years. Now that they've added a game, I guess it'll be week 18. Whenever there's nothing on the line and you're trying to figure out, like, who's going to play and who's not going to play, that's kind of the feeling tonight. So how do you handle that as a player? And he said, you know, you're asking me, a guy who played 16 years and how I played, he's like, I'm setting the tone. Like, I'm letting them know tonight, this is how it's going to be moving forward for this series. And so I'll be curious to see how it's handled, because there's this other element that you can't play scared and you can't worry about that stuff. But the way this team has dealt with the injuries all season long, you know, you can't go out there and play in bubble wrap either. But yet there's that element of John Hines doesn't want to get anybody hurt. So, you know, I thought it was a great win on Saturday. That was truly the tone setter, because Carolina didn't ease into that game. They were there to win it. They were trying to wrap up a President's Trophy. They were there to take those 2 points, and the Predators pushed back. They beat them at their own game, and I thought it was a fantastic game by them and a great way to clinch. It was a fun night. Over 7,100 people in the arena. It just, again, it was an electric atmosphere, a fun atmosphere, and they punched their ticket for the seventh consecutive year. Thought it was a great game. Don't have any idea how tonight's going to look, but it was a great game Saturday night.
No, agree, and it was great atmosphere. Has to be some kind of a confidence builder, but like, how, when you watch that game, Darren, are you thinking this is what it's going to be? I mean, Carolina is still playing for the President's Trophy, but not the same level of incentive that the Preds had. I mean, how much can you carry that game forward into the weekend and beyond?
Well, it was interesting, Joe. We had Mike Kelly on from NHL Network last week on Darren Donick and Chase, and he said Carolina flat out, with no hesitation, is the best forechecking team in the league. I mean, he's like, they just make things so incredibly difficult. They make you work so hard, and oh, by the way, they're very fast. They're big, they're physical, they're fast. They will battle for everything. I mean, they are just a perfect combination. They're great on special teams. Last night, or Saturday night's game, I think they were second on the power play in the league, third on the penalty kill. in the league. I mean, what do they not – what's their weakness? I would say goaltending is not their weakness, Joe. It's just probably, if you're looking at all the strengths, it's probably down the list. They have three goalies. It is going to be interesting to see who Brendan Moore goes with to start this series. I think there's kind of a mixed bag. A lot of people feel like who started Saturday night is who should start in game one, but there's others that say that Peter Mrazek has earned that right. But look, what it's going to take to win four games against them in a seven-game series, Joe, is just simply the effort. They're going to have to it's going to be hard, right? Like, how do you duplicate what you did Saturday night, you know, four times, five times, six times, possibly even seven times? It's going to be hard because that's how Carolina is going to bring it, and you have to match that intensity every single game just to have a chance to win, right? By the way, that was a game. Right, it was a game. All yes, they got the empty netter at the end, but it was not like yeah. And I realized the Predators with Cunningham's goal pulled away to 2-0, but they had that quick strike. It's 2-1. So midway through the third period, it's a one goal game. It's going to be tight. It's going to be difficult. But Carolina is arguably the best team in the league, and so it's not supposed to be easy. But can they match that for a series? We're about to find out.
Darren, you and I were talking in pregame on Saturday, and one of the things we talked about was the third defense pair and how you're going to handle that if you're John Hines and the Predators. And it's interesting. And I mean, Dante Fabbro, a scratch Saturday night. They go with Ben Harper and Matt Benning, and we talked about how somebody's got to play on the left side, and right now it looks like Ben Harper is going to be that guy on the left side. How do you handle that third pair moving forward if we feel comfortable that Yossi Ellis, Ekholm, and Carrier – are locks, and they're going to be in the lineup. How do you handle that third pair moving forward if you're John Hines heading into this series?
I don't know, Robbie. I don't know what went into the decision with Fabbro. Like, what does that mean? I mean, we've also, one, he's been hurt, right? He had just came back from missing, 13 games when he came back in the lineup. And he played one game, and then he was right back out of the lineup. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know if this is more, you know, a nagging injury that's really affecting him. Is this just the play isn't to the standard that they need it to be? I mean, I think we've all seen. I mean, Carrier, I mean, the odds, and we did talk about this Saturday night. Can you imagine the odds we would have had coming into the season where Carrier's status is with this team going into the final game of the regular season to where Dante Fabbro's status is? Man, we would have lost. The odds, one, would have been astronomical. And two, you know, we would all bet on Fabbro, and we would have lost our shirts. And so, I mean, Carrier has clearly pushed well ahead of Fabbro. Fabro's got more growth in his game. And so, I don't know. Do you dare sit him out in the playoff series? I mean, he's still a really important piece to your team. He's still very young. He's still a first-round pick. So, I suspect Fabro's going to be in there when it's all said and done. I guess you go Fabbro and Benning, but I don't know. You raise a really good question of I think that was part of the strategy. I don't know. Maybe he's going to go with Harper for the physical element because you're going to need that against Carolina, but I don't know. That means you're sitting Dante Fabbro. I don't know. I think it's a great question, and I'll be very curious to see how it plays out moving forward. And maybe it's an easy decision. Maybe there is this injury element that is affecting Dante Fabbro, and it becomes an easier decision. But if that's not in play, I do think it's a tough decision that I don't know where John Hines would lean.
So, Darren, in goal tonight, are we going to see Rene? Do you put any stock into the report from Finland that, you know, apparently there's some interest when he's done? And where are you right now on Rene retiring? Notice that I'm only using last names for these questions.
Yes.
I do think he will be in net tonight. I do think it's going to be an electric atmosphere for that. I think Pekka, I can say it. I feel comfortable in saying it, is going to be uncomfortable because that's not his style, right? He's going to get acknowledged a lot. He's going to get standing ovations. It's going to be weird. And, yes, there's been no official word, and, yes, we don't know what his future holds. We've been talking about it a lot. I have felt like it's over 50%. It's greater than 50% that he is not back, that he retires from the NHL, whether that means he plays a season in Finland or two, whatever, back home. But I do think it's greater than 50% that he hangs it up. He calls it an NHL career here. So that means tonight, unless something happens to UC Saros in the playoff series, this could be it. And for the most, you know, the most popular Predator player ever, it's going to be tough. It's going to be a very emotional night. Was still, like I said, without anybody knowing, but you have to go in with that mindset because you don't want to go in not thinking that. And then what if he does make that decision? You realize you didn't really take full advantage of acknowledging, you know, Pekka Rinne's career here. He deserves that. He is, you know, he deserves everything he's going to get tonight and all the acknowledgement moving forward, whatever, if that, when that decision comes, because, you know, what he has meant to this franchise, what he has meant to this fan base, what he has meant to everybody who's played in that locker room alongside him. And I don't know what's going to happen. I just suspect that it's – I've been – this was before the report, Joe, that I have felt like it's greater than 50%. I don't know what that number is. Is it 51%? Is it 55? Is it 60? I don't know. But even before that trickled out there on Friday afternoon, I still felt like it was greater than 50% that he wakes up at some point in the offseason and says, I think this is it. So probably that went up a little bit more after that report. But I think it's going to be a lot of fun tonight, and I think Pekka is going to be uncomfortable with it because that's how he is. But he just needs to know that this is because of what he's done for this franchise, and he'll deserve everything that happens. The third period is going to be special. Pay attention to the third period tonight. It should be a special night in Smashville.
Darren McFarland, host of Darren, Donick, and Chase, also handles the Predators pre- and post-game duties for the Nashville Predators Radio Network, has been our guest. He joins us every Monday at 9 o'clock here on Robbie and Rex Road. Darren, great stuff. You tried to derail us, but it didn't work. We got back on track. We appreciate
it. You guys are pros. Always
pros.
A pleasure. Thank you.
That's right. Darren McFarland joins us every Monday at 9 o'clock here on Robbie and Rex Road. When we come back, what kind of an accomplishment is this for this Predators team to make the playoffs this year? How do you view this playoff berth in the grand scheme of things of this franchise? We'll talk about that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.